You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. Reagan, what do I got, about 6 minutes? Okay, seven, even better. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what's been going on this summer with Vivian. It's been a really crushing summer for us. First of all, the weather's really hot. It makes it very tough on Vivian because she can't drink. Imagine if it's this hot out and you can't drink a glass of ice water. That's right, she can't. She has to drink this, eat this crushed ice. It's really, you know, I spend a lot of time making the ice that she can eat. It's got to be a certain kind of way. Anyway, and so, but we got real lucky at the beginning of the summer. We were told that we would be able to get a transplant, that they had found somebody that matched. In fact, they had found three people. And they said, get ready, come in and come for your cross match on whatever day. And Vivian called and said she was on her way for the cross match. They said, don't bother coming. The person got washed out, as did the other two people that were backing her up. So we waited another few weeks, and we got another call. The call said, this time you may have to go to New York, but we've got a match for you. In fact, if this match doesn't work, we've got two other matches behind them backing her up. Again, all three people backed out. Those three were supposed to be transplanted on August 8th, just in case you wanted to know. But they said, we're going to keep you with a date on August 15th because we've got another four people that have matched. What happened? I think by now you can guess. All four people decided to not go through with the transplant. I found some of the people we work with that help us find people found some. All those people were wonderful people for going through the process, and I want to thank them because it is an invasive, uncomfortable thing that they went through. CAT scans, MRIs, big blood tests. It's horrible what they go through to try to help my wife have a beautiful life. But they did it. But for one reason or another, they didn't get all the way through the process. Some family members didn't approve. They couldn't get a consensus, whatever. None of my business. Every person's entitled to their own personal approach, and they were gracious and loving enough to even go through the effort. I want to thank each and every one of them. They are all beautiful people. But now I don't have a person that's a match. I'm still looking for a donor to help save the love of my life, my wife. The person who demonstrates to me what strength and grace is all about every single day. The person who I get up in the morning, I put her special drinks in the freezer. I wake her up at 6:15 so she can go to dialysis and be on that machine at 7. She gets home from that at about 11. She lies in bed for a couple of hours recovering. Then if we're lucky, she can go out and do something for an hour or two before she comes back. But she's declining. She hasn't been able to go see her mother. Her mother had a stroke a year ago. Her mother lives 3-4 miles away from us. My wife can't go visit her on a Sunday. She won't even at this point let me drive her because she doesn't have the energy anymore. She's an amazing human being. She looks more and more beautiful every day. She gets dialyzed 6 days a week. On Sunday, the 7th day that she doesn't get dialyzed, by Sunday night, she's so full of toxins that I have to go and rub her feet and push the toxins away from the bottom of her feet so that she can just get on her feet in the morning and be able to walk. She's amazing. She gets this bag that she takes with her that's full of her food and her special drinks. It must weigh 30 pounds. She carries it. She's a beast. I don't know how she does it. I can't lift that freaking bag, but she does. She's as strong as an ox, physically, spiritually, emotionally. She is bigger than any person that I've ever met. And so you go, Jim, I'm interested in helping her. How do I go about doing that? Well, what you do is you just email me, jim@freedonbusiness. That's jim@freedonbusiness. And I'll get you to the right people if you want to help. Jim@freedonbusiness is all that it takes. We ran an ad recently. You can see the ad. It's pinned to the top of the Jim Freed Facebook page. Over 350,000 people have seen the ad. Over 5,000 times it's been shared. Over 5,000 comments have been left. It generated over 100 leads. Those 100 leads turned into those 10 people. So what am I going to do next week? I'm going to start all over. Like the guy in mythology who rolled the world up the hill every day, only to watch it roll down at night? I will continue to do that. Every day I'll wake up and look at the 5,000 closed doors, and I'll open each one of them, and behind it, you know what I'm going to find, 5,000 more doors behind each, and I'm going to go through every one of them. I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to save the life of the most amazing human being that I've ever met, Vivian Freed. Go to our Facebook page and check it all out. Go look her up on Facebook at Vivian Freed from Miami. You'll be amazed at her personal strength.